Diese Hänse ist ein bisschen
das
good.
6 o'clock, call the meeting to order of the Idyllwild Water District. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Directors for the Idyllwild Water District. Our mission statement is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call.
Director Olson.
Here.
Director Harshett.
Here.
President Shelley.
Here.
Vice President Prefer.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Public comments. Mr. Zimmerman, do you have any public comments?
I do have a few public comments. So I'm Derek Zimmerman. I'm the school counselor. I love school. And with partnership with you and your generosity towards our students, we had a scholarship contest.
Could you pause this for a second?
Yes.
Okay, now start over.
Because the important guy's here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can do that. So my name is Derek Zimmerman. I'm the school counselor at Idyllwild School. And we are very thankful for the partnership in the scholarship contest that we've had for our students. With the money, we did a essay contest and a poster contest. So it was for middle school, so that was 6th grade through 8th grade. This is the second time we've done this, and this year I was really happy to let everybody know that we had a lot more students participate. So the first year we did it, I think we had 4 essays and 5 posters. This year we had 10 essays and 14 posters.
That's cool.
By our students.
Great.
The 4 students that are here really did a fantastic job with it all. We had 14 staff members judge the poster contest. We had 6 staff members judge the essay contest. So there was a good amount of variety for all of the judging as well. And so I would like to introduce the students who won. So for the essay contest, our first place winner was Paulina Ross.
So, easy for you to say.
And do you have the essays?
I mean, a list of names with spelling, or is it only this in the board packet that I'm not going to see a copy of?
No.
You want to spell every name as they say it?
He'll be happy to send it to you, or we can send it to you.
I can give you an email and you can send me.
Perfect. Yes, I can do that.
Why, you can't spell her last name?
I won't have to stop every single one of them because Stephen and Steven are very different, right?
That's right.
I remember yours.
You can't have it because it has something very important.
We need to do a whole list. He'll send it.
Congratulations. We'll get all of them together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then our second place essay went to Quinlan Carpenter.
All right.
And then for our poster contest, our first place poster, and this was the winning poster.
Wow.
We did hand out, so we gave the students paper. Some of them were able to go and get some of their own, but this was the first place poster. Yeah. And this was our second place poster, and this was done by Olivia Ramirez.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all right.
And now if we could get one picture with everyone up here. If you could stand here, the winners, if you'd come up again, please.
Don't be shy, it's just a picture.
Very good. As far away from me as possible.
I don't blame you.
There you go.
You want to be a bomb?
Very good. All
right. Thank you all for participating.
We would actually like to hold on to the posters
and
put them up here at the Water District. So if you could leave them here on the table over there, that'd be fine. And we are going to post the essays on our website. So we have a copy of those also. First prize was $500 and second prize was $250. And this year we did it in cash because last year cashing checks when you're young seems to be a problem. So this year it's cash that's in the envelope. So thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome to stay and have pizza, but most of the time people take their prizes and go. But no pressure, whatever you would like to do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. No, I think this is it.
Yeah.
I will do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Are there any other public comments? No? Excellent. We'll move on to the consent calendar. Any comments on the minutes?
No.
Mr. Wilson, Director Harshaw, Director Preacher, Director Davis. No. Excellent. On the financials?
No.
Olson, Harshaw, Preacher, Davis. And on the operations report?
No. Again, 5% loss. I like that.
Yeah, that's very good.
That's awesome.
That's at the low end of very, very good.
Yes, it is.
So we're happy with that. So we'll go to the general manager's report.
Okay, I'm going to start.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Recognize Mr. Olson's first. Is there a second?
Second, yeah.
Second by Mr. Davis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Tyler.
General Manager's report.
Okay, so we're going to start with operations. So staff was working on the Strawberry Valley leak. They completed that leak, working very well with the school. We had to shut down the water main over there that gave water flow to the school area and a restaurant. We coordinated with them. We did this repair during the spring break. Staff worked very hard, very fast, and made the repair within one day. It got more involved. We had to replace another valve to shut off the water completely. One of the stems broke on it, so it just went into more work. So staff, everybody worked very well and got it completed. There was another leak on McKinney. It was a old service line that had many, many old repairs to it. So staff elected to just replace the whole main line. That was done in a day with minimal interruptions to any water, loss of water for the residents down there. We had to buy 4 new tires for the wastewater skid loader. Those were all installed. There was electrical repair at the filter treatment plant up at the lake. They were working on road repairs to the rear road going up to the horizontals. Staff was, we did some training for acetylene and oxygen cutting and torching metal for this valve. We prepped in preparation for the Strawberry Creek leak. We had to cut off all the bolts to these old valves. You'll see some pictures of that. Staff is also working on the annual report, which was submitted on time to the State Water Resource Control Board. Tyla and Brian and staff worked very hard on getting all that completed on time. We've been grading and cleaning up the lower maintenance yard at the Foster Lake, groundskeeping, abatement, and Foster Lake, the whole Foster Lake grounds down there by the all our reservoirs. That's about it for the ops report. My report, the Strawberry Creek diversion. Elko's working on getting an encroachment permit, which we did receive back from the County of Riverside. So that part's done. That's in lieu of the construction project. So we're moving forward, getting closer to construction. Still on track for a June start date. We're replacing two of the three inverters we have on our solar panels. Those have been ordered, and we'll get those installed as soon as that comes in. We're working with CRWA, California Rural Water Association. They're Michael Sims, he's working on a source water protection plan for the district. So it's a very intensive plan for us. It's about a 6-month process, but he was up here last week, spent a day with Brian, and they went around to all our well sites. This will involve our watershed area for the district. It'll be a very intense report that he's put together for us, which will coincide with Pine Cove and Fern Valley. They both did one through them, so we'll be in line with the other two districts. Back to the Strawberry Creek leak. These are some of the pictures prepping for the leak. It involved a pretty large area on the corner. Pine Cove was involved. We needed some serious welding to make this repair. So there's Jeremy, just still working on this. That's one of the new valves that we installed that shuts the water service off to the hydrant that's on that corner of Strawberry Valley and Saunders Meadow. This is the valve that was in proximity. We were trying to shut the water down to isolate that whole area. The valve stem broke on that valve. So we had to repair that, and that's why we had to wait till the school was in spring break. So that's the section of pipe after pulling the old valve out. That's what it looked like before. Actually, that's the valve for the hydrant. Before, that's both of those pictures. That's the new valve that was replaced, that was broken. That's the new valve and the hydrant that had to be repaired. They had to weld that whole section onto the main line, which Pine Cove did an awesome job. And this is just them finishing up, repaving. It turned out really, really well after making those repairs and repairing the asphalt. This is the McKinney leak. So they had to trench across the whole street. That's the new line that they replaced. Those are the connections, and then backfill it, repair the lane. This was a leak on Marion View that they repaired very easily. And that's it.
Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Director Harshaw?
No.
Director Prefer?
No.
Director Davis?
Well, a couple questions. Why not replace all three inverters? Two went bad.
So according to the Hot Purple, which is doing the repair, and they analyzed the whole system, that inverter is still producing about 95%. So we elected to wait because the cost involved, and it would be easier for us down the road if that, when that one does go out, to repair that one. So that was the thought process on that.
Okay. And on that 6-inch valve you replaced, how do you guys handle the asbestos gaskets?
How do we handle them? Mm-hmm. Gloves, proper PPE.
No, I asked because, I mean, it's obviously a 40-plus-year-old valve, and they were using asbestos gaskets then, so...
Yeah.
You know, I had to wet them down and scrape them and use, you know...
Yeah, that, all, that had to, all that had to be sprayed down and actually grinded, because those flanges on each end of the pipe, you know, they're still in good shape, but all that has to be cleaned off, washed off, yeah, so, and then obviously replaced.
Thank you.
And also to respond to you, Dr. Shari asked a question last meeting about the inverter. So we communicate with them and they say it's 10 years of warranty and they warranty when you pay the stuff. So to buy it for your question last meeting.
Okay, great.
I will look to buy it if there are, let me pay seven.
Just to go, we'll get right to you. I have a couple of questions for the general manager. Don't necessarily have to do with his report. There were some things in an editorial in the local paper, and I just wanted to clarify some things. We're not a Riverside County district. We're a special district. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we don't submit a budget to Riverside County.
No, we don't.
And we don't get any funding from Riverside County.
Absolutely not.
And the grant writers, if they have any in Riverside County, would have no reason to write grants for free for us.
Absolutely not. We have to apply for those and qualify.
Right. And so anything that was in that editorial just doesn't seem accurate, according to what I'm hearing.
No, it does not.
Okay.
Is it an editorial or a letter to the editor?
Letter to the editor, excuse me.
Letter, right?
Yeah, letter to the editor.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't clarify that. Thank you so much for clarifying that. One of the other things it said is that we have poor community relations. Do we have a good relationship with Pine Cove?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they were on there helping us
Valley.
Out. And yeah. Do we have a good relationship with Fern Valley Water District?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, and we have a good relationship with Idlewild Fire Protection District?
Absolutely.
You met with the chief? And
Yeah.
In fact, it seems like we have better community relations now than we did years ago.
I would say so.
Yeah. In fact, since we eliminated a certain employee, have we had any employee complaints in the last, I mean, since you've been manager?
Nothing's been brought to me.
Now, you did report that there were a couple community members that contacted you because the personnel were very nice and very efficient and helped out, though.
Absolutely, yep. And working, we tried between Tyla and the field staff, we try to make sure that all the residents involved in any type of leak are notified and the customers appreciate it.
Wow, okay.
You're also notified when you do flushing too now, aren't you?
Absolutely, yes.
And we have signs too.
On a different thing, employee satisfaction, how is that? Have we had anybody leave in the last, I mean, since you've been manager?
We have not. We've, everybody that we hired in the last year and a half has stayed on and are doing very well, continuing their training and getting certifications, and are very excited to be here.
Excellent. Wow, that's great. One other thing, I'm going to ask this one to Mr. Schumann. It said that that we raised the rates to pay for the new plant. That's not accurate, is it?
No.
We raised the rates so that we could maintain the level of maintenance and personnel and service that we need to, and put a little bit into the kitty towards capital improvements.
When Mr. Peter was here, he said, we're going to save some of the fund for the sewer over there for future, but not totally the stuff.
Right, right. So that was getting accurate also. All right, I just wanted to clarify that, because I didn't want there to be any information out there that wasn't accurate without us responding to it. So thank you very much. I appreciate you clarifying that
thank
for
you.
Us. Are there any other public comments on the... Oh, there we go. Yes.
Yeah, in the same editorial, there's a question about purchasing real estate. Mm-hmm. My understanding is the Brown Act says you would, as a board, vote to authorize your management team to negotiate these things, right?
Well, there's several ways that we could do it. We could have a committee appointed. We could hire a real estate agent or employ a real estate agent. And so we used all the means necessary to do that appropriately according to the Brown Act requirements.
So did you appoint a committee, or you had an outside?
We had both, actually. We had a committee that was a search committee, and then we had also a real estate agent that was looking for properties.
Okay. Who was on the committee?
That was Mr. Olson and Mr. Davis.
Okay. And they worked with the general manager and the CEO to pick a property and...
Well, they worked and reported back to the full board.
Okay. And the board votes to approve the sale when it's finished, or when you authorize someone to negotiate, you authorize them to complete the sale also?
We authorized the agent to negotiate, the real estate agent.
And when you authorize someone to negotiate, you're authorizing them to, on some terms, to close the sale, right? Or they come back to you and then you have to vote again to authorize the completion of the sale?
We were able to give the agent authority to negotiate a purchase.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. Thank you.
Anything else?
That's pretty much the future, I guess.
Would you like a tour of the property?
Oh, maybe so. It's supposed to be a great place, right?
It is. It's a very nice place, and we're hoping that we are able to put a well on it.
Yes. That's not the place you have. It's not close to the existing wells you have, is it?
It's close to the Oakwood well, which is a very productive well. It's also in a part of the community that has another well that's not ours that's productive also. So we have high hopes that it will be productive, but there's no guarantees.
Is that a private well or another district?
The Oakwood well is ours. The other well, I believe, is Rector Figs.
It's private.
Brad Rector Figs is private. But it's supposed to be very good producing well also.
Yeah, Oakwood is very good well.
Anything else?
These things are all complicated if you're not an insider, if you never sat on the board or read the Brown Act or something.
It can be very complicated, so we always contact our lawyer to make sure that we're in complete compliance with all the requirements.
Good to be thorough, good to be safe.
It is. You are welcome. All right, now we're on to discussion items. Board workshop. We're going to have a board workshop on Saturday, May 17th at 10 a.m. right here. During that workshop, we also invite people afterwards to go on tours of the facilities that we have. We provide a lunch, and we go out to the lake, which is a very nice place to have lunch, and give tours there also and answer any questions. We also try and hammer out at least a rough draft for a budget. And so that is our workshop on Saturday, May 17th. And that is open to the public. And we'd be happy to have any members of the public there and give them lunch and a tour. And they can participate on a limited basis.
They need to shoot an email only for Ms. Tyler for reservation, please.
Yeah, and if they could RSVP, if they're going to attend. Franz, Saturday?
What about?
Saturday, May 17th. Workshop? Lunch?
Tomorrow?
No, the 17th of May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's only Thursday.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Tomorrow is it?
10 o'clock. It'll be 10 o'clock here, and then the lunch will be 12 o'clock out at the lake.
As the other day. 10 to 12 there, and after that we'll go there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll provide a little bit of shade and some lunch.
Hopefully we'll meet it. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Some of us more than others. All right. That's just an announcement. Any comment on that, Mr. Olson?
No.
Director Hershaw? Director Freddie Friend? Director Davis? No. I don't have any comment on that either. We'll go to director's comments. Mr. Olson?
No.
Director Hershaw? No. Director Davis? Director Freeman?
No.
I just have one. At the next meeting, I'd like to have as a discussion item an electric clock that we put on the building, similar to the one they have at the school, where we could put the annual rainfall, temperature, employee of the month, stage of water conservation, any other information that we want to put out, we could put on that sign. So I'd like to have that as a discussion item on the next agenda. All right, if there's nothing else.
Move to adjourn.
I recognize Mr. Olson's move to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
A second by Director Hershaw. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. We are adjourned until the next meeting.
Thank you.
On April.